Another twist in the talks process. Our political correspondent, Enda McClafferty, with us this morning. Enda, what's happened in the last hour or so?
Well, Stephen, the understanding was last night, as set out by James Brokenshire, that he was going to allow the parties yesterday, if you like, to continue their dialogue. And then he was going to assess the position last night. And it was our understanding that then he was going to provide a statement to the House of Commons today by, excuse me, by way of an update and to map out where he wants to take the process next. Now, our understanding now is that plan has changed and James Brokenshire is likely to release a statement at some stage today here, but not in the House of Commons, outlining the next stage in this particular process. And he may well provide a statement to the House of Commons tomorrow. It's a pretty fluid situation, Stephen, as you'll appreciate, so things are changing all the time. But as it stands right now, we're expecting a statement today, not in the House of Commons, but here, and we may get the House of Commons statement maybe at some stage tomorrow.
So does that mean it's looking slightly better, if we read between the lines, for the possibility of an agreement, because he's clearly buying even more time?
Well, if James Brokenshire received the same assessment last night as we did from both parties, then it isn't looking like things are moving in the right direction, Stephen, because it was pretty clear yesterday, speaking to the parties, that the process lost its way a little bit. The momentum that was built up on Monday certainly disappeared yesterday, and there was very little progress made on the key substantive issues, even though the parties said they were willing to spend a late night on this. A lot of the parties had finished up by 8 o'clock last night and had left the building, although the two governments were still hanging around at that particular point. So there is a sense yesterday from the party, Stephen, that this is going nowhere fast, and there will have to be a decision taken by the Secretary of State as to what he can do, perhaps to try and inject a little bit more momentum before he decides the next course of action in this process.
Will the public get any, or should the public get any heads up as to what is about to be agreed, if it is agreed, when it is agreed, or will this just be deal done?
This will just be deal done, Stephen, because this is such a tight operation at Stormont. There are people within Sinn Féin and the DUP who don't know what's going on, such as the tight circle, if you like, of the negotiating teams about how the information is filtered out or not filtered out, as is the case. We know they have been exchanging papers, but they also know this is so sensitive that they cannot allow information to get outside those rooms that may jeopardise the process. And that's why there have been very few leaks, you will have noticed, over the course of the past week. Both parties have been keeping it all pretty tight, and that's the way it will be. And if they do reach a deal, I would imagine things will move pretty quickly in terms of legislation at Westminster to reform an executive, because the Secretary of State will know if he eventually gets these two parties over the line, he's going to have to move double quick before things start to unravel, because the real test for this agreement, if it is made, is how it's sold on the ground and the reaction of people on the ground.
Well, exactly. Will there be any time for these parties to sell whatever they agree? If they do, by the way, there might not be an agreement, let's make that clear. But if they do get to an agreement, they won't have had time to sell it to their base. So you imagine a situation in which possibly, let's say the DUP did agree to some type of Irish Language Act. The DUP need to sell that to their base, Enda, do they not?
They certainly do, Stephen, because of the fact that they've made such a play of the fact that there was going to be no standalone Irish Language Act under their watch. And it's a similar picture for Sinn Féin, because we do know, experience tells us in the past, that Sinn Féin in these type of negotiations get to the point where they have something to bring to their people. And then they disappear off and they do some grassroots talking and they get a sense of where they're at. And before they come back and say this is acceptable to us, they get their soundings from the ground. And I think it's the same for the DUP, because so sensitive is the position that they're in right now that they will want to get a direction from their people on the ground to say, is this sellable or is it not? And that's the big headache facing James Brokenshire, because he's behind the wheel but he's not driving this process, and he has to take his lead from the parties and decide what is the next step. Is it worthwhile allowing more time for these discussions to continue until the end of this week? Perhaps even next week, Stephen, because now we understand that November the 13th is the date penciled in at Westminster for the Northern Ireland Budget Bill. So that effectively gives the parties another week, if you like, to continue talking. But James Brokenshire knows that the pressure is on to try and find a way to bring back some momentum to this process. Otherwise, it's just going to drift and drift.
OK. Enda McClafferty, thank you very much indeed. And obviously this morning, because we don't want to exclude you from the conversation that is going on at Stormont, so our lines are open to you this morning again to express your view on the political situation here. Is it right that they're given more time What do you think about the possibility of a deal around the Irish Language Act? What do you think about the Secretary of State saying, do you know what, enough? It's been deadline after deadline, but maybe that's the nature of Northern Ireland, that you keep on giving more and more time for these parties to reach an agreement. And meanwhile, that big question, should they continue to get paid? Should there be any deadline imposed by James Brokenshire that won't move? In which he says, do you know what? Here's the actual date where your money is going to be affected. We heard Naomi Long on this programme just a matter of days ago, 2 days ago, saying that MLA pay should be cut by 30% at the end of this week. Peter Hayne on Good Morning Ulster this week saying that the expenses, that the pay should be affected. You can let us know what you think, 0 30 30 80 55 55. And I think the function this programme plays in this process is there are a small number of politicians, and maybe it's right that that happens within tightly held circles trying to do these negotiations. But you, the people, need to have a platform. You need to tell them how you're feeling about this. So do it through this programme today. It's what this programme's here for. 0 30 30 80 55 55. And we'll come back to your calls about this throughout the show.